Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
An hour from now, the YIC will take over and take you ghosts and goblins home on a Halloween Friday, his favorite holiday of the year. Linnell Willingham, Mr. Halloween, Mr. Trick or Treat.
Is that because he scares everybody?
Ooh. Now he
did
just
that
said,
baby across the glass say something.
I sure did.
Wes said, "Is that because you scare everybody?"
Tell Wes.
Well, you can tell Wes.
He can hear me. I won't hear anything he says because remember what I said verbatim.
Right.
I won't put on headphones for this hit because Wes isn't going to say anything of relevance. That was the quote. So I can't hear you, Wes.
So you hate Wes now?
I guess so.
No. Wes just is so rude to me every chance that he gets. and he doesn't shave his overly hairy body. It's disgusting.
No. I'm not a woman.
I can't
tell
hear
him,
you because you're not, I mean...
Chris is the middle
Wes
man.
Is the only producer I've ever treated this way, by the way. I've never...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want me to start revealing things private conversation.
I mean, go ahead. There's nothing any producer in here and that works for us can say negatively about me. I would never. I'm a great teammate.
You are?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I'm Papabon and he's Harper.
He wouldn't even know that reference, but...
I can't hear anything he's saying.
Well, I mean, maybe you should have put on headsets then. He said you're Jonathan Papelbon, and he's Bryce Harper.
He's all a right. Fake Buckeye. You went to Virginia Tech, kid.
I've been going to Ohio State every single year.
Did you see the ridiculous shirt he's wearing?
I mean, I'm surprised he's wearing clothes, the hornball. I mean, jeez.
Whoa. Where did this come from? I've heard him compared to a serial killer. I mean, you know, poor guy. Pick it on him.
I know.
You should have put Cowboy Brian on the other side of the mic. That's what you should have did.
It's just Cowboy B, not Cowboy Brian.
I call him Cowboy B. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't mean to. I don't mean to fondle the cast.
You don't steal that from me, huh?
I mean, yeah, that's not a serious person. Is Wes still talking? I hear this like buzz.
He's not talking currently right now.
Good.
I mean, of course, if you wore a pair of headsets, you would.
To mess up this hair?
Oh,
why would I do that?
I mean, have you put shea butter in it yet today?
Wes, do you hear? Is that not a racist comment? That
no, you come always use shea butter.
Did you hear?
What does that mean? What does that have anything?
He just assumes that we use shea butter because we're of the.
You travel around with a suitcase of tray butter. What is shea butter?
You travel around with a suitcase of zero sugar beverages.
I only brought three with me today.
Get you one an hour?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. All right, I didn't bring you in here to bust your chops for 10 minutes.
This is hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I can bust your chops.
I was in a terrible mood before.
I make you
we
laugh.
We should do a round table.
I am your inspiration,
is
by the way.
Saying things again?
Yeah, he's saying we should do a round table.
Oh, I would love that.
Who would be on the round table of your dreams, Wes?
I can... Anyone?
Well.
So one, Urban Meyer.
Oh, okay. So you're including like anybody in sports.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
All right. Sorry. Urban Meyer, who broke every rule known to mankind.
Go ahead. Why are you so obsessed with he's cosplaying a Buckeye.
He said that.
And I think it's Linnell the nastiest
said
work
that
we've
Urban Meyer wasn't
right
a good coach. He won two national championships.
Well, he cheated his ass off everywhere he went.
So did
he,
Nick Saban.
And he ran an undisciplined program.
Well, he won the national championship.
Oh. Right. And he won a lot. And he won.
How much did he win in Jacksonville?
I mean, he didn't win in Jacksonville, but I care about college football.
All right, Chris. Yeah. What did you...
Anyway, round table. Honestly...
Urban Meyer.
Well, no. I'll do The Office.
Wes, you're not doing it.
I'd do Linnell, you, Chris, Strober, and Grant.
Hmm.
Wes, you're not doing a good job steering the conversation back on track.
Well, he's saying he
was asked a question.
The round table that he would do in office version is you, me, Grant, and Strobes.
Oh, Ben Strober. The Tasmanian Devil?
Yeah, not Cowboy B.
Well, Cowboy B.
Not Brian Mitchell, your buddy.
You mean Brian Mitchell of the Monumental Sports Network?
Yes. Anyway, all right, we've got to cut the shenanigans out because time with Linnell Willingham is so limited.
It's precious. No, this is what Chris precious. Does. This is how bad of a teammate Chris is. Chris is trying to make me not be able to prepare for my show properly so I can do poorly.
I asked you if you wanted to come in, then I gave you the option to say no. I've been asking you for days to come in if you'd like to come in because here's how much of a good friend I am and a good colleague. I know you've been bitching about not being able to talk about the Wizards.
Well, no, I talk about the Wizards in 6:45
okay.
daily.
But nobody's listening then.
They had a good loss last night, didn't they?
That was a great loss. So I wanted to bring you in just to talk about the 1-4 start.
I'm getting angry again.
Why are you getting angry? Stop being angry.
I don't know. I told you there's just a lot on my mind. I'm an angry guy. Yeah, Cowboy
I mean, there's a lot on my mind, too. I'm not angry. Stop being so angry.
Wes, if you could read the handwriting of Dr. Russell or Dr. Russo, excuse me. I mean, it looks like chicken scratch. I mean, that's embarrassing.
I understand it. What part don't you understand? Jaden to start. Wide receiver criticism and coach speak or fill in the blank. What chance do you give on SNF, Art Monk, and Super Bowl era uniforms? Wear them all the time? Looking for an edge rusher.
Wait, you have an itinerary? I thought you just started. I thought you just freestyled.
I do freestyle libre. Okay. No, I do freestyle.
He's an encyclopedia.
I do not schedule everything like the Doublemint twins do.
Or Linnell Willingham,
who's got notes upon notes upon notes, like usually up on the computer screen if I actually didn't have to move the computer screen and reset it because he left it in my lap. But he's got notes, every second, every word scripted like Jim Rome style. I mean, just crazy.
That's embarrassing.
Just crazy. So anyway.
I've not been in here for 11 minutes.
Yes. Can we stop busting each other's chops?
And with a ball.
What's his favorite candy, by the way? We never asked
him. Yeah. What's your favorite candy, being that you love Halloween?
I don't like Halloween. I think it's stupid.
Can we tweet that from the 980 account?
I mean, Halloween's stupid.
Why is it stupid?
For kids. I'm not a kid.
Okay. But you can still enjoy the spirit of it. You can still enjoy candy or chocolate.
I'm not a big candy person.
Not even chocolate? At all.
I don't prefer. Okay. I'd rather have like a piece of cheesecake.
That's fine.
I'm not a candy guy.
That's fine.
I'm not as sweet as you all.
Well, we know that.
Yeah, we got that.
I mean, we know. We know there's not a lot of we know there's not a lot of sugar in your blood.
You're gonna stop portraying me to be this angry man. That's what you're gonna stop doing. And Wes, this is why I don't have a headset on. So I can be relieved of your commentary. I haven't heard a word from Wes this entire
hit. Hey, I'm chilling.
He's trying to cut you off, Wes. He's trying to bitch and moan that he doesn't get to talk about the Wizards. Then he says he talks about the Wizards at 6:45.
Then you assume no one's listening.
Pretend that I'm Jason Lockenford.
Oh, okay. Let's talk.
Yeah, let's talk. Or let's not talk.
Let's skip on it. Yeah. If you pretend you're Jason Lockenford, why don't you walk out of the room? And not answer the phone when I call. Or not have a functioning number. Jason Lockenford, Brandon Cooper.
Now, if only you could get Nick Wright, who's on my television over there, on the show.
No,
if only you could get Nick Wright, the self-proclaimed greatest talk show host in the history of mankind, according to Linnell Willingham.
The greatest show on sports television right now, first things first.
I mean, it is a horrible show.
How are you going to say it's horrible?
It's just terrible. I watch it at the end of my show. For a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can take it about 30 seconds and I walk away.
What's not to like about it?
Oh, there's a lot of bad sports TV. Anyway, people would accuse this of being bad sports talk radio. Give me. All right, hang on a second. You got mad at me the other day when I said the Wizards blowing an 18-point loss. They had an 18-point lead going into the fourth quarter against a team that had played the night before, with Joel Embiid not really playing much down the stretch. And I said it was a bad loss. They had other leads, smaller, but they had other significant leads as late as, I think, like 2.5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Then they had a small lead in the overtime, and I said it's a bad loss. And I heard you and David Aldridge chuckling yesterday on the radio about how great of a loss it was and how it was wonderful and how it was perfect. Because they played well, and yet they lost. And I ask you this. How is blowing an 18-point lead at the start of the fourth quarter developing young players and teaching them how to win? How is that? How am I supposed to interpret that as a good loss or not a bad loss?
Well, it's the way that they have played through the first three quarters, Chris Russell. First four quarters.
Did the Commanders play well in the first half on Monday night?
Are you trying to compare the Commanders to the Wizards?
I'm just asking. Did the Commanders play well in the first half on Monday night?
Sure.
Did the Commanders play well at all in the second half?
Not really.
Okay. So does it really get you anywhere if you don't play a complete game?
Yes,
or a near complete
because
game?
Because we're focused on individual player development for the Wizards. The Commanders are a team trying to win a championship.
Okay, fine. How do you individually develop young guys that are 19, 20, 21,
by giving
precocious?
Them the runway. That's
if different. You're teaching them to lose,
they're
how to lose, to not win.
That's not what they're teaching. The other team, just filled with better players,
right,
took over.
But why is that a good thing in your eyes, besides getting closer to having a somewhat realistic chance at a lottery pick?
Wes, this is what Chris Russell tends to do at times. He's the stretcher of the truth. I call him Stretch Armstrong of the truth. I never said I was happy about them blowing the fourth quarter lead. I was happy about the overall game.
It was a good loss.
Yeah, because you played an undefeated team in Philadelphia very, very competitively. Mm-hmm. And you took them to overtime.
So that's what makes it a good loss as opposed to getting your doors blown off.
I don't think they got their...
No. Yeah. I said as opposed to.
Yeah, correct.
And you said even like after last Sunday's home opener, in which they completely fell apart in the second half,
that
you were very happy with that.
Yeah,
and I'm asking, like, what am I missing?
Played, because of the way they played defense. I'm going to go back to my tweet. They held Charlotte to 35% shooting in the first half.
But they played terribly in the second half. And in the fourth quarter the other night and in overtime,
totally
they played awful.
Because the rotation's totally changed. And Brian Keefe is playing guys that probably won't play post-February. I don't think
so. Why is that a good thing is what I'm asking.
Because you need a top eight protected pick, Chris. They need to lose as much as possible. They end up with a worse record in basketball. That's a good thing.
Yes, but how do you develop players to win and good habits
and
to play consistent winning basketball if your number one objective is to lose?
It's not the number one objective.
Well, that's the way you and Hoffman made it.
The number one objective is player development, which you're seeing.
How do you develop players in a losing environment?
At a frenetic pace right now. You don't think that their players are developing?
They're developing. They're not developing winning habits. They're not developing championship habits. They're not developing how to close out games.
That's not really that important. I'm worried about their individual skill.
Oh.
I think their individual skill is continuing to improve night in and night out.
Okay.
Just like last night.
I would agree. Alex Saar was great the other night. Bilal Coulibaly made a difference.
The guys are developing. If they wanted to try to win, if this team actually tried, they would be in the playoffs.
Really?
Yes. They're that competitive.
So you're going to have to
explain. Did you see the way they played Oklahoma City last night?
I did.
Did you see the way they played Philadelphia?
Yeah. So you're going to have to answer me a question.
If
the great Linnell Willingham thinks that the Wizards are good enough to make the playoffs if they truly wanted to.
Yes.
You're going to have to explain to me why.
They wouldn't want to?
You're celebrating and why all the knuckleheads out there are celebrating them losing and wanting to lose, which is stunting their development.
I think that's total nonsense. It's not stunting their development.
I think it
losing,
is.
Losing? It's not stunting their development.
Yeah. What's the object of the game? To win or to lose?
How do you develop winning habits if you're trying to lose? The object of leading an NBA franchise is to build a sustained winner. That is what the Wizards are in the process of doing.
I understand that. And there comes at a cost to that. But when you're trying to get young players to take the next... Let me ask it to you this way. The Nationals have a brand new brass, right? They have a new manager. Everybody's young. Everybody barely has hair on their chest. Do you think they should go to spring training and say, guys, James Wood, CJ Abrams, if he's here, Mackenzie Gore, Brady House, Dylan Cruz. Guys, our objective is to lose 115 games this year so that we get the highest pick possible so that we can continue to restock the organization.
Wes and Cowboy B, if this, let's just say this was PTI around the horn. He's losing points by some of the horrible points that you're making. You're trying to compare Major League Baseball to the NBA. The NBA incentivizes losing. Major League Baseball does not do that.
The NBA does not incentivize losing.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They don't give you more lottery balls than the top three teams.
The teams with the worst three records?
With the worst three records.
So that what does that do then?
It gives you a 14% chance.
This is how I know.
Not even a good chance.
This is how I know I have him going. I've got he's riled up. The NBA does incentivize losing.
No.
Yes, it does.
No, they don't.
I literally just told you what.
You know who incentivizes losing? The freaking NFL. They're the only ones that incentivize losing.
I think when you, and I have to break this down for you, and I have no problem doing that. That's why I'm here. Because the teams that have the worst record get better odds at the top pick, what does that then do? It would incentivize those teams.
It gives you better odds.
Lose. What is in
it guarantees nothing.
So what's an incentive?
In the NFL,
so
if
we
you
get, are we going to break down the root
in the NFL,
incentive?
if you tank or if you suck, you are getting rewarded for that.
You're rewarded.
You're
by
not guaranteed. You're not
well.
Guaranteed in the
it's
NBA.
It's not about a guarantee. It's about
it is about a guarantee.
Odds. Their draft system is two totally different things.
The NBA's draft system, as usual, as the whole league is.
Oh my god!
Is
here we go. Here
up.
We go. This is an
it's
opportunity.
The one thing the NFL does right.
The 76ers did that for years, and they still haven't won a championship.
Well, they won 50 games 4 years in a row, so everything worked out great. Tremendous.
Did it? Because if you don't win the last game of the season,
who cares? By losing 71 games a year for 3 years in a row, it really worked out tremendous. I mean, they got Joel Embiid, who's available for all of 48 games a year.
I mean, you are so good at this. By the way, tell him now because he can't hear me.
You are that the Wizards would not be a playoff game team.
He says the Wizards would not be a playoff team this year.
If they tried, yeah, they would.
No, the spread was 16.5.
He said the spread was 16.5 for what?
Who cares about what Vegas thinks?
The Wizards didn't play four quarters yesterday. They forgot.
Linnell says if you play good for a quarter, then that's all he needs to say.
Hey, good thing the Commanders played the Chiefs
That's what I said.
In the first half.
Yeah. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. They fell apart in the second half. They sucked.
I think this is all so ridiculous.
I mean, he thinks I'm targeting him.
I cannot believe that I gave you 21 minutes of my time.
This is the best 21 minutes that you're going to spend all weekend.
Unfortunately, that's probably true. That says
stance.
A lot about how bad my weekends
are. Wait, hang on a second. Cowboy B is weighing in, unfortunately. What did you say?
I cannot agree with your anti-tank stance.
So you think all NBA teams should just automatically lose on purpose, tank, and settle for whatever their potluck is after a bunch of bingo lottery balls dance around in a bucket.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is when the writing is on the wall, just go down with the ship until you get right. Well, not go down with the ship. Tank the ship.
Right.
Into...
And yet keep charging the prices that you're charging.
The ticket prices are a little outrageous.
Okay.
But...
And keep trying to tell people, watch our product, believe in our guys, support our crew. You know, we're really going places. Now, I think the Wizards are getting better. I don't disagree with that. And I knew this was going to be a multi-year process to gut the organization and to turn it over. What I wholeheartedly disagree with is the intention, the plan, the idea that losing is good.
That's not, you're just, You're missing it. You're not dressing it up the way it needs to be. They are prioritizing player development over winning right now.
And I argue that you can't develop players in a losing environment.
You can't win without players that are developed.
But you can't you can't develop players in a losing environment.
I would argue that the first four games of the season are showing you that you can develop players in a losing environment. They're 1-3, and they have the two of the most impressive youngins in the NBA right now.
All right, but they're individually off to a good start in some cases.
Yeah,
how is it
purposely built the roster not to win, Chris?
Let me ask you this.
They don't even have a point guard.
Let me ask you this. How has losing the losing stance, if you will, the losing aura, how has that benefited a guy like Corey Kispert?
Corey Kispert needs to make sure he can stay in the NBA.
Okay. How is that how has that helped Bilal Coulibaly so far? How has that helped him develop a jump shot?
Did you watch him shoot the ball last night?
One game!
This is one game he's played.
I know!
You know
that's
what?
The other problem. He's never healthy.
The situation that the Wizards are in,
I can bang my head against the wall.
They should be losing. That's how bad they are. I will agree with that. I mean, they are so deep in a hole.
I mean, that's
the only way to go up is to go down.
I apologize to those folks that are going to be listening to 4-7 because I'm going to be unhinged because of Chris Russell. I mean, this is for you to purposefully try to agitate me with this conversation, I think is the most ludicrous thing ever. And I wish this is why the powers that be need to get you on stream, because I want people to see the smirk that you're wearing on your face.
Yeah,
right,
but you
now
can't say the Wizards would be a
here
playoff
boiling
team.
I feel Wes trying to speak, but I don't have headphones.
Wes is trying to speak, but of course you were unprepared for the segment, so.
you can't say the Wizards would be a playoff team.
He said you can't say the Wizards would be a playoff team. He said basically
Wes doesn't even know what football team he
roots said
for.
Basically you're full of
baloney.
How did
you get a
degree
from Virginia Tech and you've got your head up Ohio State Buckeyes' ass?
Last 10 years. I know more about college football than this whole building combined.
But I only listen to those that are 25 and older. That's it.
It's because he's not young anymore. He's not the youngest in charge. That's why he doesn't.
See, you all
that's
why. I see where this animosity is going. He's transferred his animosity from Toby, who he hates, to you, Wes, because he wants to bully you because now you're the youngest in charge.
See, what I think everyone misses about the most popular brand in Odyssey, D.C., it's not about.
We don't have brands here.
No, I do.
No, we don't.
I do. I do. I do!
You don't exist!
And what you all miss about the moniker is the in charge part. That's what you all miss.
It's a movement.
Do I need to give you an itinerary of my weekend, Wes?
No, we need to take a break. Because
I need to do that?
Did he go out
during the break?
Did he go out to Arlington?
I am in charge all weekend long. Because I am in high demand. I am one of the most
sought
after.
He went to Spider Kelly's, Rooster.
Go to break.
What are you in charge of? Oh, that's right. You're doing Howard University football tomorrow.
Go to break.
And then Howard University basketball on Monday.
Just go to break.
And then the pregame show and the halftime show on YouTube.
Just go to break.
On Sunday night and bitching about it all.
You hear that, Wes?
On the Team 980. The Odyssey app. I'm done with this guy. iHeartRadio and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I apologize for letting that shenanigan stuff go with Linnell. I just have to educate him on how smart I am when it comes to the NBA and the Wizards' development. He thinks every loss is good, positive, and he thinks you can develop individually by teaching bad habits and losing. And I disagree with that. And Wes was trying to chime in although Linnell, because he was unprepared for the segment, couldn't hear Wes, so I was trying to interpret what Wes was trying to say.
Yeah,
and what Cowboy B was trying to say.
He's just salty. He's not the youngest anymore.
Exactly. He's not the youngest in charge. Coming up, all of our picks. We are starting to run behind schedule, so let me squeeze in one last one here, and then we'll try and get to some more on the other side, but I don't know if we're going to be able to. But Teddy in Silver Spring has been waiting on forever and a day. Teddy, thanks for being patient. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Rooster?
Hey, Teddy, what's
thanks
going on,
for taking
bud?
Taking my call. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been on so long, I almost forgot the question, but I think it was, would you, and you changed subjects a couple times, but I think that you were saying, would you trade De'Ron Payne?
Well, that was one of the things because Albert Breer had mentioned that, you know, it's possible Javon Kinlaw and Deebo Samuel are players that teams may be interested in. He did not mention De'Ron Payne. I would not trade Javon Kinlaw. I would try and trade De'Ron Payne.
Yeah, I agree with trading De'Ron Payne, but I just wanted to give this to you, man. It's all about perspective, right? Because if we had the season last year, if we had that season this year and this season last year, people would be feeling totally different.
Oh, absolutely.
They'd be saying, you know, if we were losing last year, but, you know, we identified a few pieces, you know, everyone would be positive now. You know, we had fool's gold last year because everything in the world went our way, didn't have really catastrophic injuries, played a weak schedule, got a Hail Mary, you know, all the stuff that could go your way and then found lightning in a bottle in the playoffs. I mean, you got to really – I don't know why people are evaluating the team this way because it was predicated on our offense getting ahead in games. So people, you know, couldn't really run as much as they did, even though they were successful when they did it. You know, they have to score to keep up the pace that we were putting on them in the game. We're not the same team that we were last year. We lost pieces that people underestimated. And, you know, I say Brian Robinson gets you that, you know, tough 1 or 2 yards that you can't convert a 3rd and 1 or a 4th and 1. You can't stretch a field because you don't have De'Ami Brown. You don't have consistent pass rush because you let old boy go to Dallas. Those things by themselves didn't seem big. But when you add them all together, the chemistry of the team is totally different. So, if, you know, the only thing that's going to cure this team is that we turn over the roster and draft well year over year and to recover from the Rivera era. We don't have a deep team, and when we try to think that we are one of the perennial winner teams like, you know, insert any team in there, we've been doing this 2 years, man, with this regime. And so people need to really kind of pump their brakes and taper their expectations. We just weren't as good as we thought we were.
That's more than fair. It's a good point. Thank you, Teddy. I appreciate you getting in. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. That's more than fair. And to the point that Teddy was trying to make is if last year was 3-5 start and, you know, kind of shaky, and this year was a 7-2 start, because that's what they started last year, and I know it's not the same amount of games, but just to give you an example, yes, people would be like, oh man, this team is ascending. This team's going in the right direction. Absolutely. The future is so bright. But it's reverse. And we knew it could be reverse. I don't think we thought it would be this tough. All right, let's do one final trending alert, and then all of our picks, 6 games, our Super Sunday six-packs, dueling Super Sunday six-packs, the most innovative and creative segment in sports talk radio history, next on the Team 980. All right, Jaden Daniels is going to start for the Commanders. They announced that earlier today against the Seattle Seahawks, who come in at 5-2. And off of their bye, winners last time out 13 nights ago against the Houston Texans. The Ravens have been fined $100,000 for their injury report violation by incorrectly listing Lamar Jackson's practice participation last week. If you remember, that situation, the NFL announcing earlier and the Ravens taking accountability. The Jacksonville Jaguars head to Las Vegas this weekend, but they'll be without Travis Hunter for at least the next 4 weeks. He's on IR with a knee injury. The team says they're assessing the injury for the best way to handle it. And Chris Greer was let go as Dolphins general manager this morning. They call it a mutual parting of the ways, but I think you know what that means. Mike McDaniel expected to stay on for the rest of the season. Tonight at Capital One Arena, it is the Washington Capitals, and it looks like Dylan Strome will be back, and Logan Thompson in the pipes, I should say, against the New York Islanders, 6:45, the play-by-play, over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. In Game 6 of the World Series, it's the Dodgers fighting to avoid elimination against the Toronto Blue Jays, who haven't won the World Series since 1993. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody. It's that time of the week again, boys and girls, children of all ages. But before we begin that, I was just reading a story. Cowboy B, I don't know if you saw this, but apparently Brian Schottenheimer says if they find a way to beat the Arizona Cardinals on Monday night, that he'll put an elephant in his frickin' garage. You're looking at me weird. I understand.
Was that this morning when he was with the Odyssey station?
No. I don't know where it's from. I'm just reading it on ESPN.com. So here's the deal. Here's the story. Apparently, before the Week 2 meeting against the Giants, the Schottenheimer family dogs were bit by snakes. Sucks, right? And the Cowboys won. On Thursday of this week, I guess, an owl made its way into the Schottenheimer home. So if the Cowboys beat the Arizona Cardinals on Monday night, that's now two wins based on, like, I don't know, animals invading his home or his dogs. So he's saying if they win on Monday night for the next week, he's going to put an elephant in his garage. This is very interesting. It's very interesting. I found it to be very interesting. It's one of those weird stories in sports. Anyway, let's get to it. On the Picks, our dueling Super Sunday six-pack. So last week, we were 2-4 against the spread. Yeah, not good. We lost with the Ravens game. We had the Bears plus 6.5. We lost with the Bengals. We had them minus 6.5 against the Jets. We had Atlanta minus 7.5. They lost to Miami. And we had the Commanders covering the 12.5 in Kansas City. Yuck, 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 yuck. 2-4. We did win Green Bay minus 3 at Pittsburgh and Houston minus 2 against San Francisco. Overall on the year, we are 26-22 against the spread. 26-22, not bad. A little bit worse than last week in terms of the win percentage, but we'll take it. 26-22 against the spread. So this week, our six games look like this. I was going to go with Indianapolis minus the 3 in Pittsburgh at on the road, but I'm a little bit fearful that Pittsburgh's defense wakes up against right now a juggernaut offense and Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor and Alec Pierce and Indianapolis, and everything's rolling downhill for Indy. So I'm going to back off of that. Instead, I'm going to go with Las Vegas plus 2.5 at home at Allegiant Stadium against the now Travis Henry-less Jacksonville. Give me the Raiders plus the 2.5. Now, that number might move. I don't know. I can only do what I can do. Give me Las Vegas plus 2.5. Home dogs. That's going to kind of be somewhat of a theme in this pick session. You'll see what I mean by that coming up. A road dog and a heavy one at that. 13 points. The Carolina Panthers are at Green Bay at Lambeau Field. Bryce Young has been cleared. They got their running back tandem back, but it looks like Chuba Hubbard's not going to be the starter, and Dowdell is going to be the starter, but Chuba Hubbard's still going to tag team in. Carolina secondary, pretty good. Derrick Brown, really good. Green Bay coming off of perhaps one of their best offensive performances. I like Carolina to keep this game close, plus 13. Jordan Love is 2-6 against the spread when favored by 6 or more points. I didn't research that. I just read that. Give me Carolina plus 13 on the road at Green Bay. Game 3, we mentioned a home dog. Paycor Stadium in Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Bengals are home dogs by 2.5 to the Chicago Bears. Now, Joe Flacco has been banged up, but he did return to practice. It looks like he's going to play. Ben Johnson and the Bears coming off of an absolutely terrible loss last week in Baltimore, huh? So they're looking for revenge. Cincinnati's defense stinks, but so does Caleb Williams for the most part. Give me Cincinnati and their offense. Chicago could be without their top three corners in this game. Give me Cincinnati plus the 2.5 at home against the Bears. Game 4, the biggest game of the weekend. Buffalo in Buffalo against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's right. The Kansas City Chiefs come in after disposing of the Washington Commanders on Monday night at Arrowhead. This time, the series shifts to Highmark Stadium. Now, the Bills can never beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs, but they sure as hell can during the regular season. Give me the Buffalo Bills plus 1.5 over Kansas City with the Chiefs on a short week and the travel and the Bills' success in the regular season. Give me. The Bills plus the 1.5 as home dogs. Game 5. I take you to Monday Night Football. Not a home dog. A home snake? A home elephant? That's Brian Schottenheimer. The Dallas Cowboys are minus 2.5-point favorites over little Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. As much as I don't trust the Dallas defense, and how could you? The Dallas offense, I do. And I think they'll be good enough to put up 24-ish points, 27-ish points, maybe 30, as Cowboy B says. Give me the Dallas Cowboys minus 2.5 over Arizona. And then our final game of the week. We got to rewind 24 hours. We pick the Commanders game every week, whether we like it or we don't. Sunday Night Football. The Commanders are home underdogs. So with the theory of my picks, I should pick the Commanders, right? Jaden Daniels is back. Give me the Seahawks minus the 3, baby. Now, I don't want to see that happen. I'll be willing to take a loss if it means competitive football down the stretch and you guys to be happy. But I got to pick with what I think is going to happen. Seattle's front 4, 5, 6 rotation defensive line, I think it's just going to ambush Jaden Daniels and the Commanders' offensive line and running game. Give me the Seattle Seahawks ruining Arthur Monk night minus the 3. So, real quickly, our games. Las Vegas plus the 2.5 at home against Jacksonville. Carolina plus 13 at Lambeau over Green Bay. Cincinnati at home, plus 2.5 over Chicago. Buffalo at home, minus plus 1.5 over Kansas City. Dallas, minus 2.5 on Monday night at home against Arizona. And Seattle, minus the 3 at Washington. 2-4 last week, 26-22 on the record, on the season. My top six teams in the NFL in our Super Sunday six-pack stays Denver, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Seattle, Detroit, three opponents in a row for the Commanders. And number six, there is a change. Out goes Tampa, even though they won in New Orleans last week. They're on bye this week. Give me Green Bay back in at number six. Our dueling Super Sunday six packs, not one, but two. We don't do it on every day that ends in Y, baby. We do it on Friday, a day that does end in Y. We'll put them up on Twitter. And you can have at it after that. Dum Dum of the Day to wrap things up next on the Team 980. Stay with us. Oh, yeah, baby. You're in trouble. That's right. Not you are in trouble, you're in trouble. A drunk female judge at that, 42 years old, in Arizona. Sorry, Superior Court Judge Pro Tempore, Christine Schaefe Olson, 42, seen on videos, scrambling to get out of the shrubbery of bushes at about 1:30 in the morning, last weekend, according to video, which I have seen. Why? She was peeing in public. She had her pants down, so she didn't pee in her pants. Get it? So, you know how that works. Then the cops show up, and it goes from bad to worse. Cops want to investigate. They want to question. Her town official husband is then wrestled to the ground while trying to prevent cops from investigating and questioning his judge female husband, wife. Yes, she had her pants down. She was peeing. And then her husband gets hauled away. He's the parks and recreation manager for the town that they live in. He repeatedly ignored cops' orders to leave her. According to the video, he tried to pull away his wife from the scene. This is unacceptable, the cops said, when he was asked why she was being questioned, because I just saw her puking and urinating, exposing herself to several people. The husband said, no, that wasn't her, even though it was all on video. The officer said, I'm going to bleeping throw you on the ground if you resist, to the husband. And then he did so. He said, I gave you several chances and you didn't want to listen. An officer has given you an order. You need to comply and not interfere with the investigation. He was placed in a police cruiser and hauled away. She, the judge, had her pants completely down, peeing everywhere, the initial responding officer said. And the couple has, well, they've lost their place in society. She stepped down from her position, and he is being suspended. Yeah, sure. Great. Way to ruin your life by being drunk and peeing in public and then resisting an arrest. That is two dum-dums for the price of one. All right, that's going to do it for us this week. Hey, Wes, great job, bud. Appreciate you. Go Hokies this weekend. There you go. Enter Sandman.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully they won't have to play it in double overtime again.
I don't know if they're going to get to overtime against Louisville.
I don't know either. Indiana, the number two team in the country, is here for Maryland on the Team 980 tomorrow afternoon. Caps Islanders tonight. Got all sorts of things going on, and I'll see you at FedEx Northwest Stadium, I should say. on Sunday night. All right, Linnell's next. Burgundy and Gold today. He's angry. Give him your ear. Happy Halloween, everybody. Adios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.